you're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. And we have in our studios today the Bee Lady, the teacher. How are you today, Pam Collins?
I'm doing just fine. Oh, you know, I've noticed all those wonderful dandelions out on the grass, and it makes me so happy because of the bees.
And, you know, it really, you like you said so eloquently in our pre-show talk, that's a great sign. I mean, bees really like dandelions.
Oh, yeah. It's the first flower, really, that comes out in the spring around here. Earlier on, they eat the sap and the pollen that comes out, you know, when everybody's complaining because it's high pollen. Well, the bees are actually so happy. And if you look at pictures of them, oh, they're so cute, these tiny little legs. And then they've got these yellow sacks, like saddlebags, kind of on the side of their legs. Okay. And they're yellow, different shades of yellow, depending on the pollen, carrying the pollen back to the hive. So.
Okay. Well, and I should mention that you have a special guest today.
Yeah. Well, my grandson, Mateo, he's 9 years old. I told him he could come along and we'd have a field trip today. So.
That's right. Because is he doing the distance learning?
Yes, they're doing the distance learning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. They're pretty good on that iPad, you know, talking with their teachers and stuff. He's in the Cannon Falls School District.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I talk you into saying hi?
Mateo's a little shy.
Yeah, but that's okay.
He's doing very distance learning from that microphone. Is there a lot of stuff in this room, Mateo? You got to say yes up there to the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it? Now, what grade are you in?
Third.
Okay.
Third
grade. And what school do you go to?
Cannon Falls Elementary.
And what do you think of the distance learning?
I kind of want to go back to school. I kind of want to go back to school.
That'd be neat. So you like that school, being with your friends and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah.
A 9-year-old saying that. Yeah. Wow. Well, Mateo, you did really good. You have a future in radio broadcasting. He's not impressed. That's good. That's neat. Yeah, you did a great job, by the way. Okay. He gets an A for the field trip, okay?
Okay, very good.
Does that sound okay, Mateo? You get an A. There you go. All righty. Well, how are sales in your office this week, Pam?
Well, you know, it's surprising. You would think with all this goofy stuff going on that you would almost assume that it had come to a grinding halt, but that is so not the case. I just closed on a house yesterday. I've got another closing coming up next week. We have two deals that we're working on right now. It's just... There is a lot of activity happening right now, too. There's a real need for homes to sell. A lot of buyers looking. I have a lot of buyers that are looking for something fairly specific. And so they're just watching and waiting for what they want to come on market. So, yep.
People still need housing. It doesn't make any difference what the economy is doing, does it?
Right, right. The presence of a COVID-19 virus does not mean that people do not still need to buy homes, because we all need homes to live in. Mm-hmm. People move, you know, jobs for whatever reason.
Yep. Yep. And maybe you find out, you know, sheltering at home, that you need a bigger home, huh?
Right, right, right. The house really seems a lot smaller than it did a few weeks ago.
Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Or can you still call the Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and just ask for Pam?
Yes, yes, yes. It's the office itself you can't go into, but you can talk to, you call and then it'll get passed on to us. And I have met people at the office. We have to plan it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of see now. Hopefully we might do some gradually opening up. So we'll kind of play that week by week.
Okay. And be sure to stay tuned to KDWA for that. Your only source of news now in Hastings. Well, let's move on to our topic of the week. You have an offer. Now what?
Now what? Yeah, there are just some things that you need to know about accepting an offer from a buyer. And I'm doing this from the perspective of a seller, but this also applies for buyers because you need to know what's in the mind of the seller that you're making the offer to if you want to make your offer look more competitive. And believe it or not, the buyers are still in competition to get the homes that they want. You know, there are still multiple offers going on and stuff. So this applies really to buyers and to sellers.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not always about the money. Well, except when it is. But there are a lot of things that you need to look at. And there are five things that... Let's say you do have multiple offers, or maybe you just have one offer coming in. There are five different areas that you can use to kind of evaluate the strength of the offer. I mean, there are many of them, but I'm just going to mention five kind of big ones. And the first one would be, now that's in addition to the price, of course, the earnest money that they've deposited. If there's a larger earnest money deposit, that's a really good sign. Means a couple things. Maybe they have more cash on hand to be able to put down, putting them in maybe a little bit stronger position. Also, means they've got more skin in the game. For example, if they just walked away for whatever reason and they don't get their earnest money back, the larger the earnest money, the kind of more painful and less likely they are to do that.
Right.
So that is a consideration. It's not the only one, but it's something to consider when you get an offer. And I've had offers where the sellers have come back and with a counter and saying they would like the buyer to increase the earnest money.
Okay.
Which doesn't happen often, but it has happened on occasion.
Now, how often does it happen, Pam, where a person puts earnest money down and then does walk away?
Not very often.
Okay.
It's really not very often at all, because it's painful. You don't want to do it. There has to be a pretty good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're going to talk about next, in fact, I'll just go there because this applies. There are contingencies.
Right.
When you write an offer, it includes, and there's a number of them too. There's a home inspection. It has to appraise for the full value. There's the financing contingency that sometimes the financing falls through for what, you know. And more recently, the reason I've seen it fall through is if somebody has lost their job. Or there might be the contingency of the sale of their home, or the title contingency. The title company has to be able to give you clear title, saying there's nobody mm-hmm. in the background, you know, that can also lay claim to the title. And so if any of those contingencies come into effect, you get your earnest money back.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be if they just
walked
away for not one of those reasons. So that's why it really doesn't happen often.
We were a party of a house we sold, I think it was 6 years ago now, 6 or 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We used Edina Realty.
Of course.
Well, that's all. Yeah, everything we've done in Hastings over the last 30 years has been with you folks. But
because you're wise people.
Well, thank you. But we had an instance where they had put down, you know, it was $1,000, and mm-hmm. they walked away.
Yeah,
at the last minute, and so we got the $1,000. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't always compensate for the lost time on market,
exactly.
And all that other stuff. Yeah,
and but you folks turned around right away, and I think we had it resold within a couple of weeks. Another mm-hmm. offer, you know, I think we went back on an offer, but it was a case where they really liked it. They were from Egan, and they wanted to move to Hastings. And then at the last minute, after they put the earnest money down, they had the financing and everything, said, uh-huh. "We really don't want, my wife doesn't want to move out of Egan now."
Oh.
Okay, well, you should have probably been sure of that before you started doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a reason where they did lose their money then.
Yeah, yeah. So it happens.
Yeah.
So that would be one reason why it would have been nicer if they had maybe put $5,000 down.
I would have liked it and then walked away.
Yeah.
I just. So, I mean, so we were a party to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, so, yeah.
That would be one example. And then, you know, thinking about those contingencies that are part of the purchase agreement, that really is something that you need to think about. For example, the home inspection. Now, sometimes if you've had it pre-inspected, they may pass on it. Or sometimes in townhouses and condos, I've had my buyers pass on doing a home inspection. Or to be more competitive, they'll skip the home inspection and buy a warranty instead, put that same money into a warranty. So if I got an offer that for one reason or another they were skipping the inspection contingency, you could go directly into pending, you know, upon acceptance of the offer. So that might not be such a bad idea if you see that.
Why would somebody want to skip that inspection?
Take a condo, for instance. Mm-hmm. Very small area. You can really take a good look at it. Or if you have somebody, or you, during the process of deciding if you wanted to buy it, bring a knowledgeable person around to look at it with you. If you, for example, had a pre-inspection done and they had access to it, they could see the report. So it's not that common, but it does happen that there's good reasons not to have the inspection. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And the condo thing would make sense because you're just really responsible for the interior stuff.
Yeah. Under normal circumstances, I would strongly recommend you get the inspection. I think it's a good thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And then also the appraisal contingency. Now, this is something to think about because the bank, if you're getting a loan on your house, has to do an appraisal on it before they'll give you the loan. Now, let's say it got into a bidding war. You listed it at $200, but you got an offer for $230 because everybody wanted that house, and that has happened in the last year or two. Okay, now this person is coming to the bank saying, I want a loan on a $230,000 home, and the bank is going, I think it's worth more like maybe $215,000.
Okay.
So what are you going to do with that? Then what normally happens is you go back to the negotiation table, and very often you end up lowering the price to match the appraisal. So if you get that skyrocket high offer, you might want to say, it's not necessarily that appealing if you worry.
Okay, because you're going to have to come down anyway,
if you're worried that it's going to be able to appraise.
Okay.
Yep.
I learned something new.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Well, good.
I just thought you had to come up with the extra money and that was
it. Well, and that's one thing that you can ask them to do.
Okay.
People can't always do that. And they're not always willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, just basically the financing contingency. And just heads up, right now there is a contingency form available. It's called a COVID-19 that was put together by the Minnesota State Realtors. And I did use it on one of mine recently. The jury is out on whether it's worth doing or not, but it does give you a little bit of extra time if, for example, somebody comes down with the virus and ends up in the hospital, can't close, stuff like that. So, and then also with the financing contingency, I would absolutely be in close contact with their lender, and I would want to know, number one, how secure is their job right now?
Yes, exactly.
That's a real huge thing. Another thing to be aware of. And the sale of the home contingency, sometimes that isn't as bad of a thing because homes are selling rather quickly. And the title company, of course, they have to do what they need to do. Okay, real quick, get through the rest of them. The down payment, the amount of money that they put down. Did they just put, did they get down payment assistance? That means they don't have a lot of cash. Did they put 3% down on a conventional loan? Did they put 20% down? A person putting 20% down obviously has a lot more cash. They've saved up, so sometimes it makes them a little bit stronger buyer. Okay. And then also the benefits of an all-cash buyer. That means they don't have to, you don't, let's say you got that $230,000 offer on your $200,000 home, and but it was an all-cash offer. They don't have to appraise. So you don't have to worry about that appraisal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just heads up. So that's, and the last thing that you probably really want to look at is the close date. You know, if you're in a hurry to close, maybe they didn't offer quite as much, but it's the close date that you want. Maybe you can counter back and say, hey, I really like your offer. You're going to say something. But but because I like your close date, but maybe we want to get maybe $1,000, $2,000 more, and then we'll accept your offer. So you can do that. You can come back and counter if you like parts of it, but you wanted to tweak some of the other parts of the offer. But that would be the last thing to look at when you're trying to decide which offer is the best. So bottom line, it's not all about the money.
There you go. And when you have an offer, there's still a lot of work to do, isn't there?
Yeah, that's why you need us to help you.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I say it, but I mean it.
Well, and I can't imagine how anybody in this day and age would even want to sell by owner. You know, by I just don't get that without a real estate agent, because you're going to have to get an attorney involved
at
some point.
You're going to have to get
help anyway. And that money is probably, is most cases, going to cost you more than if you had just an attorney, or I'm sorry, a realtor in place and sold it that way.
You really need somebody looking out for you, for your interests.
Yep. You do, whether buyer or seller. Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
And we want to thank you and your special guest again.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Mateo.
Do you want to say any? Do you want to say bye, Mateo?
Bye.
All righty. Well, thank you, Pam. It's been a lot of fun. And thank you, Mateo. You've been really good. A 9-year-old, he's been really good.
Yeah. He always is, right?
Are you always good, Mateo? We'll take that as a yes. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. If you have a question for Pam or want to get a hold of her, 651-319-1298. Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office. Call it. Remember, you can't get into it. 651-437-2121 and just ask for Pam. This is KDWA Hastings, AM and AM 1460, FM 97.7.